2633, County Bank, south of Route 1, 1,350 feet east of Road 271, a variance from the minimum parking space required, a variance from the minimum loading space required, and a variance from the minimum buffer requirement.
Good evening, I'm Greg Moore from Becker Morgan Group, architects and engineers from 309 South Governors Avenue.
You have to be sworn in person, please.
State your name and address.
Gregory V. Moore, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
Okay, place your hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay, now proceed.
Thank you. I'm actually going to pass out a handout that I'm going to go through quickly so that you can follow.
If you can take them down to the secretary there, please. Sure.
I'm here representing County Bank, and we are asking for three variances from the code. The first being a parking variance from 264 parking spots to 215 total parking spots. Second being a reduction in the loading spaces required from 2 to 0. And the third, a reduction in a buffer requirement along Route 1 from 20 feet required to 0 feet provided. In your packets, there is a site plan that corresponds to the plan that I'm showing here to the public. Couple things for reference to point out. You'll notice on the site plan that part of our plan is to add in the orange additions to the existing County Bank building, which is located along Route 1, right directly south of the last southernmost outlets. And you'll notice on that plan the yellow on the building closest to Route 1, that is the County Bank location. The two orange locations are the locations we'd like to add to the building, and it is the addition to the building and the need for parking, which is why we're here tonight asking for the variance. Our proposal is to add 12,750 square feet. We are intending to add the same height, same architectural features, and basically the same presentation to Route 1 is currently there. In addition, we're also adding 31 new parking spots by reorganizing parking on the current site and by filling in a few areas that are currently unparked. Those areas are mostly along the southern end of the County Bank site, located along the property boundary to the adjacent neighbor. You'll notice in our application that our property size is 1.12 acres. But actually, the entire parcel is a grouping of two parcels. The Holiday Inn Express is the yellow building that exists on the back, shown on the site plan. You'll see the pool in the back of the building and the porte-cochere in the front. These two properties total 3.96 acres and are jointly combined by cross-access easement agreements that provide for shared parking between the two, shared utilities between the two buildings, and in addition, a 50-foot easement that bisects the property, and you can see that crosshatched located between the parcels, and that easement actually makes these two parcels one, even though they're two separate properties. In fact, I believe that there's some shared ownership between the Holiday Inn Express and the bank, and there's a close connection between the two from having been there for many, many years together. The right-of-way, the 50-foot right-of-way that comes down to the south from Shuttle provides access to both parcels and then also provides access, according to DelDOT, for the future to the adjacent parcel to the south, which is undeveloped, that's owned by BAK LLC to the south. So that easement, which is 50 feet, must be maintained to provide access to that future development area, which is not part of our proposal, but we're pointing that out because it does make our property unique and peculiar in size. The reason for our variance on the parking, because we share two parking lots between two different uses, we are proposing the County Bank continue its current use, which is a minor branch facility along with the main office. The bank is doing very well. The area is growing, and they want to maintain their identity on this corner. And they want to further their brand by expanding this building and stay here as long as they're operating County Bank, which is as far as we can tell, forever, hopefully. The reason our request is compatible is because the peak hour parking needs for a hotel and the peak hour parking needs for a bank are actually completely opposite. The hotel peak hour is from 5 p.m. until 9 a.m. in the resort area. Typically, people are leaving, usually by 9 a.m., going to the beach, going to shopping, or whatever it is they're going to do, and they're departing the parking lot, whereas the bank functions typically during the week, and their peak hours are from 9 to 5, which are the hours of the bank operation. So there is a compatibility of use and a shared parking here that is giving us the ability to use extra parking without creating an adverse impact to the neighborhood or to the bank or the existing operation of the Holiday Inn. We've actually done a parking analysis, as has the bank, to make certain that we will have enough parking with our proposal. The bank has actually gone out on a couple different days, as has Becker Morgan, to analyze parking. You'll notice in your packets there are shots dated and timed showing the existing parking lots surrounding the building. I'll put shots up. And what you'll notice, what we found from our analysis at Becker Morgan was that there was in excess of 40 spots located on the site that were available during the 9 to 5 hours, demonstrated by those photographs, available to the bank to use. And as a result of that, there is actually quite a bit of parking that we have to use from. Now, in the strict interpretation of the code, on our 1.12-acre lot, that parking is not on our lot, and that's why we're here tonight, because we can't demonstrate that we have all that parking available on our site. That's why the variance looks so large. In addition to the parking study and analysis that we and the bank have conducted, we're also adjacent to a park-and-ride facility, which provides public transit, and we're on a bus route, which is adjacent to us as well, which provides other access means to the site through public transportation, which is a little bit unusual in Kent and Sussex counties here in Delaware, but this is one of the few sites that actually has that. In addition to that, we do plan to maintain a minor branch that is there today. There is a drive-through. I can tell you, as walk-in customers go, there are less and less of that in the banking industry with the onset of the internet, direct deposit, and all of the internet functions that keep people from having to go to the bank quite as much. So that also adds to our case. Relative to the buffer along Route 1, you'll actually notice that currently there is parking under the current conditions located right up against the property line as we exist today. So there's only a small section located to the south where we actually need that buffer, and that's right here. All of the parking that is existing along Route 1 currently is located right up against the property line, and all we're asking to do is to continue that same use down the southern end of the property so that the line of parking is consistent and we can serve it with aisles. Related to the loading zones, as architects, I can tell you we're finding that most buildings in this classification in today's times are served by smaller trucks. They're not large trucks. We do not need loading zones. We do not need large dedicated facilities. We can use smaller UPS and smaller panel trucks for loading, and that's very standard in the office industry and again in the banking industry, so that's why we can make that request. And those conditions, again, exist today where there's not large loading spots for this banking facility. Real quickly, going through your criteria, one thing I didn't point out, one thing that makes this property unusual, first of all, is the fact that it's not very deep. The property line actually runs right behind the bank. It's the fact that we have the shared parking with the Holiday Inn and the amount of shared parking that actually makes it even look reasonable. I'll point out the property to you, but there's also a 150-foot wide DP&L right-of-way that goes almost 90 feet outside of the current right-of-way of Route 1, which is very unique. Typically, along major roads like this, the utility companies will be within the state rights-of-way, and we won't have to deal with them separately. I'll point to that on the plan. That utility easement actually runs here across the front. It does provide and allow for parking, but it creates a very unique and small area for our building pad, which is here, which is why the building has to be long and narrow. And this is actually the back property line where the 1.12 acres exists. And then this is the remainder of the parcel. So the parcel is a little bit offset, and it's uniquely narrow in its depth. And then again, this 50-foot easement that was required by DLDOT to provide access to the adjacent lands of BAK separate this parcel and have to be maintained for the future development of this, because we expect that there will not be probably Route 1 access. That makes the parcel a little bit unique in how the layout is. So as part of our case, we do believe that there are unique physical circumstances. The irregularity of the lot size, its narrow depth, the location of the DP&L easement across the front of the property, making very difficult for us to position a building in any other way. In addition, the 50-foot right-of-way that's providing for our neighbor, which bisects the parcels. Hardship or exceptional practical difficulty, again, the various easements along the frontage, the easements along the back provided by DLDOT, and the narrowness of the lot. There's no way that we could could we develop otherwise. Given the constraints on the property, we could not expand this building in any other way. This is based on number of studies that we've done of the site in an attempt to try to keep County Bank here and keep them a strong employer in this neighborhood. We don't believe that the property can be developed in any other way, and this is probably one of the few uses that we can actually put on this site in this capacity. So the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The constraints that we're faced with were not created by the current user of the County Bank. They were created to some degree by DP&L through its acquisition of that utility easement along the front. Easements that are also dedicated to Sussex County within that same easement, and then the 50-foot required easement that DLDOT has required for access to our neighbor and to both of these parcels. We don't believe that what we're doing is going to alter the character of the neighborhood. We, as good neighbors, have done our due diligence to make sure we have adequate parking and that we will not have overflow parking. We wouldn't do this if we didn't believe that. And in addition, we plan to build the similar style facade so that to our neighbors, we will probably, although be noticed because it would be somewhat larger, but our appearance will be all but the same. And we think that this neighborhood along Route 1 from the entrance to Rehoboth all the way up to the other outlets, it's very usual for there to be buildings that appear like this in a commercial corridor, which this is clearly a commercial corridor. And we don't believe that the variance will substantially or permanently impair any of our adjacent properties. In fact, we're providing our adjacent neighbor to our south, BAK, with an access through this parcel, which will actually help reduce traffic by not creating another access point. And we have done a lot of studies on behalf of County Bank to make sure this is the minimum requirement that we need to make them expand and have enough parking to sustain their facilities. So we've done much study to minimize our variance requests. And with that, I'll turn over any questions that you might have on the documentation that I provided.
Yeah, number one, then on that uniqueness, you're talking about that lot to the south of you, and you've got that 50-foot right-of-way between the bank and the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Not like today, down there, there had been a boat sale or something going on. There was a lot of traffic going in and out. If they would expand that property, use it, how's that going to affect you there, then affect the people at the bank then? There's about, 16, 18 boats maybe down there today, around 9:30 coming out?
On this parcel?
Yeah, on the south and the parcel he's talking about. See, that easement they got there. The
I'm assuming you're talking about the BAK parcel?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Which is here?
Yes, sir. I was down there. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Today. And there's a lot was coming in, you know, back and forth. So how will that affect you then, you know, if you're expanding your...
Well, we're going to maintain a wide enough access for dual line traffic in and out of that facility.
Cool.
And that's going to be necessary for fire and emergency access. We're going to maintain that. We're not going to reduce that in any way.
Right.
We don't know how that parcel is going to develop. We believe it'll be commercial, office. We can't really tell you, but we're prepared to allow those people to move through that property. And to be honest with you, we don't have a choice.
How often do they use that property? How is it used, or how much is that property used?
The property's not used that much.
Not much.
Today's probably unique in the time that I've been working for a county bank, which has been for a number of years. Typically, that parcel is vacant.
Yeah, right.
But I think we have to anticipate that there will be some kind of building there in the future.
So that's the only way they can get to it, and it'd be
Their access is most likely going to be,
that'd be a dual lane.
Through the 50 dual lane, 50 foot wide.
Sir, in the easement, is that parking in that easement?
Mm-hmm. In
the proposed parking, or is that parking in the easement?
Actually, what we've done, we've reconfigured the parking. There is parallel parking there today.
In the easement?
Yep.
Are you allowed to do that?
We've actually checked the easement agreement. We're providing for the same width of travelway, which is the requirement for the fire lane and the requirement for emergency access. That 50-foot, we're not certain why it was 50-foot, because a 50-foot wide road is actually a large and wide road for access to a neighbor like this. 24 feet was what we believe is a reasonable access that leaves two 12-foot wide lanes.
Has that been there, or is that proposed?
There is parking in there now.
Now?
Yes. We have reorganized it. It's parallel now. And we are proposing it to be straight and parallel, which is going to change it. But we're not impeding the allowance of access to that parcel through that. We're going to keep the same lane widths that are there today.
But it's supposed to be 50 feet, right?
Well, the easement's 50 feet, but the agreement does not require that all 50 feet be road.
It doesn't require that, even though it's in here, you don't have to keep it 50 foot.
We've got to keep passage, and the reason we think it's 50 feet is because when you get to the intersection, you got to be able to make a right and a left-hand turn.
Right.
So we think that's the constraint, and we're not going to do anything up there so that you can make the right out, the left out, and you can come in.
Right.
And we're going to maintain that. It's after you get in the site and have passed our entrance where you'll be going straight, where we believe that the 24-212 passage is going to provide access to that parcel.
For the bank and the hotel and that adjacent lot too.
And the adjacent lot. You'll notice that this is access to the bank.
Right.
That width is staying here. We don't start the parking until we get past that. So you'll either go in here for this use.
Hotel.
Keep going straight, come in for the bank, or you can come into the bank here, which is what happens today.
Mm-hmm. Does the bank property currently meet the parking ordinance, space ordinance?
It is slightly less, and we believe that, although we're not certain whether there was a variance, but we believe that the reasoning when the site plans were approved was because of the shared use of the parking and the fact that access to both parking lots were available to each, and it was a reasonable amount of parking available in the peak times.
How much less is it at present?
Right now... Right now, there are 200 spots required for the existing use and the existing
size, square footage.
15,372 square feet that's there for the bank. 82 rooms that are there for the Holiday Inn would have required 200 spots. There are currently 182, I believe, there today. And, of course, the hotel is not expanding. We are expanding by another 12,000, which takes the total requirement from 200 up to 264. And
I guess my next question would be how many spaces are you reducing by your additions?
We're actually asking for a variance of 49 spots combined on both uses.
That's not what I asked for. How many parking spaces are being reduced because of your additions?
We're actually adding 31 spots.
You're adding 31?
Yep.
Where?
Our additions are here.
Okay, is that part?
There's a green area. If you go out there today, there's a green area on this corner.
Is that part of the reason for the variance for the buffer zone?
Would that be a buffer zone, though?
That's right. Right now, there's a green area here that is not parked.
We're parking it out all the way over the property boundary, both on the 1.2 acres and then on the back. And we're taking, right now, you can see that the that line is where the edge of the parking is today, where the parking lot stops. Mm-hmm. We're continuing that line all the way down to the property line. And that's the section that we're asking for the buffer, because currently it's already on the property line. So what we're trying to do is to maintain that aisle width.
But that'll pick up your additional 31 spaces, if you get a zero setback on the buffer, right?
It's in the buffer that we need those extra spots, and it's in this green space that's to the south of our building.
Right, but I mean, but my question was, a zero setback from that buffer, that 20-foot that you need, will create the additional 31 places. You're not doing them anywhere else if you didn't have that buffer, if you didn't get designed.
We need that buffer, or we...
That's what my question then, so...
Yeah. If we don't get that buffer, we can't continue the parking here, and it changes and reduces the amount that we can provide here, which is why it's important.
So you're not actually increased in it if you went for the buffer then? You won't be increasing in parking places? If you weren't applying for a zero setback on that. That was a question I was going to ask you too then, right? That was our question then. You won't be creating anymore.
No, if we don't expand the building, we our position is, in our study and the pictures, we don't need additional parking now because there is available parking shown. Those photographs that we showed are actually during the business hours of the bank.
Right.
One is actually the week of the Labor Day holiday, which we also studied it two other days, found similar results. We thought that being a week that was a holiday week was representative, probably as good as we could make it.
No, but earlier you were saying that you're asking for reduction in parking places, right?
At 45. Yes, 49.
Or 49. And then the question from Mr. Hudson was, are you going to be creating any more with the expansion? And you said yes to 31. We were trying to establish, yes, and why you're going to cut out 49, but yet you're going to add on 31. So the 31 will be created by the reduction in the buffer zone to 20 foot if you get the zero setback. That's our question. Is that correct in saying?
We are, let me be clear. We are totally 49 spots between two sites below the parking requirement in the strictest interpretation of the code.
Right.
We are, in fact, adding 31 new spots as part of our proposal to add to
down
the building.
Down that line. Right.
Down that line, and in fact, across the other side. It's not just that line. It is right. That line plus the spots that are along the southern end to the BAK property. So it's that zone of the property, mm-hmm, but those 31 are not just that line.
Okay. So if the variance for the which is listed as number 3 in the reduction in landscape buffer along Route 1 is denied, and the other two are
approved.
Of course, that would change the variance for number 1.
Correct. We would need a variance for...
So what the question is how many parking spaces is directly reflective of the variance that is being requested in item number 3 here?
If item 3, the 20-foot variance, is denied, that affects five spots. We would not be able to provide five additional spots.
Okay, thank you.
And thus make our requirement, or excuse me, our first request 54 instead of 49.
Nine.
I got a question, and really I guess it's for Dawn. Are you allowed to, first question about the variance. Did they get a variance, if you know?
Or you have to check that? They have one for a sign.
Sign. And the second, and then easement. That easement's got me. Are they allowed to back out onto another easement like that?
Well,
you know? If you're on an easement and with the parking.
They have in here.
Didn't you say the easement allows for parking?
Yes. Yeah, we're
just continue.
If it were a public roadway that was going to be dedicated to the public, I think you should not then park and or back out into it. But we're treating this as a commercial development that's congruent, and that mm-hmm, that third property is going to be just like us. They're going to be sharing our access and sharing utilities and other, and it's going to be like one property because the access point is going to be the same. And as a result, what we're saying is that in a situation like this, it's essential that we provide two 12-foot wide aisles, which is 24 feet, which is the fire lane requirement for emergency access, and that's what we're doing by this plan. we're not trying to dedicate a 50-foot wide public roadway, which is why I believe that initially 50 feet was granted. At that point in time, I think that...
In the event that it would be necessary.
Yes.
Your question was 115, 166. Where if you read down off-street parking areas to make it necessary for vehicles to back out directly into public road are prohibited, except for dwelling units. You know, coming out of a driveway. It says prohibited for off-street to backing directly into a public roadway.
Yeah. The other thing that
I'm sure about that easement.
We don't classify it as a public road. We classify it as an easement for... we're not certain what DelDOT will do to that parcel. If that parcel were to be co-joined with another parcel, they may get other access elsewhere when it's developed. We can't control that. All we know is we need to provide them access to that point. So we're not trying to say that it's going to be the sole access. It may not be. We just don't know.
You have documentation of the easement?
We can provide it. I don't have it with me. But I can tell you the documentation of the location is good because it's based on our survey.
Oh, yeah, but if you could have one. Okay. And is there a setback from the buffer in that area?
Zero.
I haven't
found any.
Is there
some loading space available now?
Actually, there's, we're actually replacing the loading at the end of the building on the south. There's a similar condition now that is proposed, and we're planning just to keep that where there would be an exit to the building on the south end, at the bottom of the orange addition, which would be here. This is unparked, so there is an area that a truck could stop. That current condition exists right here in the same width.
Is there one or two loading spaces available right now?
We're not counting any because of blocking an aisle. In our interpretation of the code, we believe that you shouldn't block an aisle for that. It should be separated.
At present?
Yeah, and that's the way it is now, and that's the way we are going to propose it with the addition. So we did not classify the existing condition as having one, and we didn't classify the proposed conditioning as having one, but it's going to be replaced in kind. Any other questions?
Okay. Any further questions? Mr. Trenton? Mr. Mill? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 9633 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9633 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting signs.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. So your case also has been taken under advisement. You can stay if you would like.
Do we leave these for you?
No, sir. Don't need them, do we, Mr. Burrell?
No, they weren't.
No,
they were part of the record.
Unless you want to, sir. No, we won't need them.